recording. What is your name and ADC number, sir?
My name is Louis Martinez, DOC number 266223.
Mr. Martinez, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. Based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating on your panel today. And they are, to my right, which would be to your left, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. To my left, your right, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as your board chair at this time, sir, your panel chair. And also, as you can see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Martinez and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir. I do, sir.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Martinez, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it. Please tell me whether it's true or false. And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to secure residence at TLC located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, Arizona, per the verbal directive dated March 9, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a stranger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Martinez, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, sir. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make its determination whether to continue you on community supervision or whether to revoke your community supervision. We begin this phase by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. After we receive that, then we'll be back to communicate with you, sir. So please remain quiet, as Mr. Osborne will provide us with that information. Mr. Osborne, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Martinez was released from DOC custody on March 8th of 2017. He was arrested on October 14th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department under the Common Warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 219 abscondes with a community supervision end date of March 15th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2011, organized retail theft, 3 years. He's had two terms with DOC as a CUIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SGG endgame information noted that Amy Martinez admitted that Phoenix Alhambra Intake, being an associate of the criminal street gang Eastside Blood Kings. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TI's absconder, 81 days, returned to custody and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2002, dangerous drug violation, AZ juvenile probation. 2002, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. 2003, misconduct involving weapons, AZ juvenile probation. 2004, disorderly conduct, AZ juvenile probation. 2008, false reporting to emergency responders, AZ juvenile detention. 2009, shoplifting, AZ felony conviction probation. And 2010, resisting arrest, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G8V9.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. And okay, we're back to you, Mr. Martinez. We just want to talk to you a few moments just to get some information and share with you some information that we gleaned from your case supervision summary. And we take note that when you were released, from Stafford without approved place of residence, and your parole officer during the intake, secured residence for you at TLC facility in Phoenix. And somehow you never reported to TLC, and then you messed around and you explained it. So why didn't you report to TLC, sir? What happened?
I had a residence with my son's mother that I was trying to get into. I couldn't. What happened at first on my TR date was that they couldn't get a hold of the homeowners association to approve me going to that residence, so they pushed me back to my ERC and they let me out homeless, which I thought that whenever I reported to my parole officer that I would be able to talk to them and they would be able to speak with the homeowners association at that time and allow me to be with my family, because as Mr. Osborne stated, it's been a long time since I've been in the system, since juvenile, you know. My mother, my father, they haven't really been there too much. So I just, for a long time, I just didn't want to be home with my family and try to do things in the right way. So when I reported, they said that they weren't able to do that, so they sent me to TLC. And I don't understand why it says I didn't report, because I reported over there and I stayed there for not a long time. I stayed there probably for like 10 hours and then I left.
Okay, but I guess the question is, well, after you left, what happened then? Because according to conditions of supervision, number two, that I will maintain contact with my supervising officer and follow all directives I'm given, either verbally or written, and why didn't you stay in contact with your parole officer? I guess that's the question that I'm asking at this time, sir.
You know, I'm not gonna sit here and make an excuse, you know. I don't know no other way, you know. I just since a juvenile, when I felt that, you know, I had already messed up, I would just continue to not report or contact with law enforcement. You know, it's just, you know, it all goes back to me being young. You know, I've grown up in this system and I haven't really had time to really learn much, you know, about being out there on the streets and like how to work and do things like that, you know. So as soon as I feel that I've messed up, you know, I shut down and I run from my problems.
Okay, now, speaking of work, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, I had gotten a job with under the table with helping remodel houses that were people had moved out of. I was doing tile and things like that. I didn't really know too much, but I was helping out, you know, pick up trash and do things like that.
Okay, and I'm assuming you didn't submit any UAs at all, did you, sir, while you were on release?
No, I did not.
Okay, and just by summarizing, what exactly were you doing for the 219 days, sir, that you were absconding, sir?
Well, I had visited with my son, visited with family that I hadn't seen in a long time. I just, you know, I stay out of trouble, you know. I try to obtain work, but it, you know, it's hard when I knew I had a warrant, you know. So I pretty much just stay out of trouble and try to learn new things out there that I had never had a chance to experience.
Did you use any drugs while you were out, sir?
To be honest, yes, I did.
Well, which one?
That's another thing that, like, I know I need help with, you know. I'm not a real big, like, heavy drug user, you know, but I do have a substance abuse problem.
What were you using?
Marijuana, alcohol, crystal meth here and there.
Okay, so just whatever. How were you finding alcohol or these drugs? How were you finding them, sir? How did you come about them?
I would purchase alcohol, marijuana, like whenever my coworkers would have it, spoke with them, same thing with the Crystal.
Let me ask you another question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was going to visit my cousin. Like I said, I was didn't really have a stable place to stay, so I was going to borrow money. And the cops that came over there, I guess there was an, they really didn't tell me too much because I wasn't from there. But I had been over there when they were looking for some, I guess it was some girl they were looking for, and they had arrested a few of us over there.
Okay. You just happened to have been there, and they had, and they discovered the fact that they had the one on you, and therefore you were arrested. Okay, sir. At this time, we want to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Any questions on the board members? My distinguished board members don't have any questions for you, and I don't see anything coming from Mr. Osborne. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself?
You know, I just would like to have a chance, you know, at a program that could help me, you know, transition into learning how to get a job, how to interact with people out there and do the right things and becoming a law-abiding citizen. I have my son's mother who loves me very much. I have a son who needs me, you know, and I get my number here in March, you know, and I would just like to at least have some kind of tools and things that I can use when I'm released from here, because I really don't want to come back on new charges, and I don't want to keep on doing the same thing I've been doing. I've been in the system for a long time, since a child, you know, and I just feel that being here in prison, there's nothing here really to help me attain those resources. Like a chance at a program would really help me, you know. I need a place where they're structured, you know. I don't know, I've been hearing about this place, MRC. I guess there's structure there, you know. People that will point me in the right direction and help me with the resources that I need. If that's a possibility, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, sir. It's not a requirement, but why didn't you invite your child's mother to come and support you today, sir?
She works at Macy's Warehouse, and her hours are from 4 in the evening until 5 in the morning.
Okay, sir.
So her work schedule is kind of conflicting.
Okay, well, I understand and we respect that, but she could have come by telephone or whatever. But at this time, sir, the board is going on into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain on the phone and that you remain quiet. May sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among the four of us. And following our discussion, the board will make its decision known to you, sir. Okay, the board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. Mr. Martinez, of course, is, according to my calculation, he's 26 years of age. He's been incarcerated during the majority of his life, and I do recognize that because he became incarcerated even as a juvenile, I believe, based on information that I've been able to glean. However, I believe that he wants to get on the right track. However, he just did not demonstrate that at all when he was out. I think that, as he admits himself, he went to TLC, and maybe he was at TLC maybe around 10 hours, and then he just absconded, and he absconded for 219 days, and then he admits himself that he used some illegal substances, alcohol, crack, and marijuana, so forth. You know, I would have been willing to give him another chance, except I just cannot, as one board member, overlook the 219 days that he absconded. That's unfortunate that did happen. Therefore, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to discussions with other distinguished board members. Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also point out the previous abscond of 81 days on a term of community supervision in 2013.
Thank you so much for putting that on the record. Any further discussion by board members?
I agree, Dr.
Thank you. Hearing no further discussion by board members, then I'm going to move to find that Mr. Martinez did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was a delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways through the use of illegal substances, alcohol or marijuana and crack, as well as he's absconded for 219 days, and we have no idea what he was doing. He could have been doing, as he said, something very positive, or by the same token, he could have been doing something negative, because since the PO had no idea what was going on during those 219 days, therefore, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. You will be out on March the 15th, but what I would suggest between then and then, a little more than 3 months, that you put together a plan, so although you're going to remain incarcerated, but put together a plan so when you get out and you have it step by step, working with your fiance and working with your CO3, so that when you get out, sir, you won't return to the Department of Correction. I know that you can do it, but you're going to have to make up your mind. And by working with your CO3, your girlfriend, and others, put together that plan. Make it a written plan if possible. This is what you're going to do when you get out. And the main thing, don't use any drugs. Just be a productive citizen. Sir, this will end your hearing. Thank you so very much. Please give the phone back to your CO3. Thanks for your participation, sir.
Okay, thank you.